That's according to the latest ongoing assessment by university officials. EMU Vice President of Communication Walter Kraft says no buildings suffered critical or catastrophic damage, but some were affected more than others.
The Rec IM was had quite a bit of water in it, and the Jones Pool, as a result, has been closed while mechanical systems are evaluated.
Kraft says crews are working around the clock to address the flooding, and the university is still in the process of determining how much it will cost to repair everything. Taylor Pinson, WEMU News.